All right, everybody, welcome to another deep dive. And this time, this one is just for you.
That's right.
We've got your request right here. We're going to be looking at some excerpts from Leveraging Test Analytics for Process Improvements.
Sounds like a plan.
And you are hoping to learn more about how to improve processes using test analytics.
Absolutely. And I think this will be a really good deep dive for that.
Yeah, this is a great topic. I'm excited to kind of dig in here with you.
Me too.
So one thing I noticed right off the bat with this document is that it kind of jumps right in, you know?
It does.
It's assuming we all know what test analytics is, but, yeah. You know, maybe somebody is coming to this for the very first time.
Absolutely.
How would you define test analytics?
Yeah, so I think the simplest way to think about it is it's about using data to improve processes and specifically using data that comes from testing. So anytime you're doing some kind of testing, whether it's in software development or manufacturing or even in education, you're generating data. And test analytics is about taking that data and analyzing it and using it to make better decisions.
So it's not just about, you know, pass or fail, like, did this thing work or not?
Exactly. It's about going deeper than that. It's about understanding why things passed, why things failed, and what you can do to improve the process.
So it's about getting insight into those processes, not just, you know, the outcome.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And I like how you said, you know, it doesn't have to be just software.
Right.
It really could be anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any process where you're collecting data and you're doing some kind of evaluation or testing, you can apply these principles.
So like even something like, I don't know if you're a teacher and you're giving your students tests.
Yeah.
You could use test analytics.
Absolutely. You can look at the questions that students are struggling with. You can identify patterns in their responses.
Oh, interesting.
And then you can use that information to adjust your teaching methods or to provide targeted support to students who need it. Well,
that's really cool. I like that.
Yeah.
So this document talks a lot about process improvements and using test analytics to drive those improvements.
Mm.
What's like a real world example of where you've seen that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. So one example that comes to mind is I was working with a software development team and they were really struggling with their release process. It was taking them a really long time to get new features out to customers.
Okay.
And they were having a lot of bugs and issues in production. And so we started working with them to implement test analytics. And what we found was that a lot of their problems were actually stemming from a small number of modules in their code base.
Oh, interesting.
So there were these kind of like hot spots of complexity and those hot spots were generating the majority of their bugs.
So they were able to zero in on those problem areas.
Exactly. And so once they identified those hot spots, they could focus their testing efforts on those areas. They could do more code reviews. They could refactor the code to make it simpler. And by doing that, they were able to significantly reduce the number of bugs that were finding.
Wow. So they made their process more efficient.
Exactly. They were able to streamline their development process. They were able to get features out to customers faster.
And they were able to reduce those bugs.
And reduce the bugs. That's right.
Yeah.
So it was a win-win all around.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like test analytics has a lot of potential benefits, but are there any potential challenges or pitfalls that people should be aware of?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the biggest challenges is just ensuring data quality. You know, if you're collecting data that's inaccurate or incomplete, then your analysis is going to be flawed from the start.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out kind of thing.
Exactly. So it's really important to make sure that you have a good data collection process in place and that you're validating your data to make sure that it's accurate.
Okay. What about like the tools and the technology? Do you need fancy software or anything like that to do test analytics?
Yeah, that's another challenge. I think, you know, there are a lot of different tools out there and it can be overwhelming to try to figure out which ones are right for you. And the right tools are really going to depend on the specific type of testing you're doing, the type of data you're collecting, and the goals that you're trying to achieve.
So there's no one size fits all solution.
Exactly. There's no silver bullet. You know, you really have to think carefully about what you're trying to accomplish and then choose the tools that are going to help you get there.
So it sounds like strategy is really important here.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's one of the key takeaways is that you really need to have a clear strategy for how you're going to use test analytics. You need to define your goals, you need to identify the data you need to collect, and you need to choose the right tools and processes to support your efforts.
Well, this has been a really fascinating look at test analytics. Any final thoughts for our listener out there who's thinking about diving into this themselves?
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, test analytics is a really powerful tool that can be used to improve just about any process. you know? So if you're not already using it, I would encourage you to start exploring it and see how it can benefit you.
Great advice. And for our listener out there, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any other questions about test analytics, or if you want to go even deeper into this topic with us, feel free to reach out.
Absolutely. Always happy to chat.
Awesome. Well, until next time, happy analyzing, everyone.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.